Here we are, that moment that I've been waiting for at least, and that is to give you our 2008 economic forecast update and our three-year outlook for the Anchorage economy. So without further ado, let's dive off into it. In January, AEDC forecast that the economy would add 1,000 new jobs in 2008. A mid-year review performed by the McDowell Group of that forecast indicates that Anchorage is likely to experience its 20th consecutive year of employment growth. During the first 5 months of 2008, the city's total employment grew by 820 jobs. The sectors doing better than expected are the oil and gas industry sector and government sectors. Employment growth in air transportation sector has not yet materialized, and all the other sectors are on track based on our predictions earlier this year. Now, during the first 5 months of the year, the oil and gas industry added 280 jobs, an increase of 12% over the same time period last year. Recent job growth is mainly due to increased maintenance work on existing infrastructure on the North Slope, as well as a continuing exploration and development effort from the major oil producers and smaller independent oil companies starting to take the stage. Higher oil prices and development of formerly uneconomical opportunities may trigger additional increases in hiring and company spending both this year and beyond. Additionally, as planning efforts around a potential gas line development project intensify, AEDC expects further employment growth by the end of this year, largely in the professional and technical services sector as well as the oil and gas industry. So far this year, the government sector added 200 jobs in 2008. The larger state operating and capital budgets for FY 2009 will likely produce further job growth in this sector by the end of 2008. While state government employment has been rising, federal government employment has been declining, and local government employment has only increased slightly. Employment in the trade sector, which is your retail and wholesale trades, increased by 140 jobs, and most of these were in the retail sector. Despite dropping consumer confidence, increasing costs, and less discretionary spending, which are affecting retail sales nationwide, the trade sector continues to expand in Anchorage. For example, the first Target store will open in mid-October of this year, and Walgreens is planning to complete construction of two new stores by the end of 2009. In addition, once complete, Sears new Takotnu Commons, a new retail and entertainment center located in Northeast Anchorage, will create additional employment in the trade sector. Now, during the first 5 months of the year, the air transportation sector actually lost roughly 20 jobs. Effects from high fuel prices and the national and international economic slowdown have resulted in less cargo moving through Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. And between January and May, the combined weight of all cargo moved through the airport declined by 6.5% compared to the same period last year. So far, predictions for the other sectors of the economy appear to be on track in 2008, with 240 new jobs in the business and professional services sector, architects, engineering, legal, accounting, and other related fields, 140 new jobs in the healthcare sector, 140 new jobs in the leisure and hospitality sector, which is your tourism sector, and 80 new jobs across other sectors such as natural resources, utilities, information systems and services, financial activities, manufacturing, and other services sector. The down spot is the construction industry, losing 380 jobs compared to the same time period last year. That's our update for the economic forecast so far for 2008. Anchorage is on track for another year of modest growth, and we will see the results in January of 2009 when we all meet again. Now let's look to the future. Today, for the first time, AEDC presents a three-year economic forecast. Again, AEDC commissioned the McDowell Group to analyze eight key economic indicators and forecast a three-year outlook. Now, we don't do this lightly. I know that economic forecasting can be problematic at best. But as president and CEO, I felt it was important that AEDC begin to take a longer-term view of the Anchorage economy and to share that view with our investors and with the community at large. Now, this is a big-picture look forward. We don't dig down into minutia. But it's based on what we know today, and it can easily change tomorrow due to unexpected events or circumstances. But based on what we know today, let's begin our journey into the future. Population change is often associated with changes in an economy up or down. Anchorage's population reached 283,823 in 2007, and over the past decade, the city's population has grown at an average annual rate of 1.1%. Now, AEDC estimates the Anchorage population will grow 0.5% annually in the next 3 years. Now, over the past 10 years, Anchorage's annual average employment growth rate was approximately 2%. In 2007, job growth slipped below 1% for the first time since 1996, and AED forecasts it will stay below 1% in 2008. Though Anchorage will enjoy its 20th consecutive year of jobs growth in 2008, this level of growth may end in 2009 as the Anchorage economy takes a collective breath. Factoring in national trends and slowing growth patterns in Anchorage, AEDC's early prediction is for no growth, flat growth, in employment levels in 2009. And, of course, we'll update that forecast in January of 2009 when we meet again. Beyond 2009, job growth is expected to kick in again in 2010 and 2011, largely influenced by resource development. Now, total personal income is another often used indicator of economic growth or decline. Personal income growth is anticipated to slow in the next 3 years due to lower employment growth, decreasing returns from investments in the stock market, and lower profits for local businesses. AEDC predicts that personal income will grow between 1 and 3% annually between 2007 and 2011. This next one's kind of a busy chart, so if you read from left to right, cumulative building permit values in early 2008 decreased in all construction sectors. Again, reading from left to right on the color charts, residential, commercial, and government spending, with government being the yellow-colored column, and commercial being the middle column, and residential being the blue column. And that is compared to the same period in 2007. Commercial construction is currently responsible for almost three-quarters of all construction activity in Anchorage. Residential construction continues to decline since the peak in home building in 2003. Government-related construction is expected to rise in the FY 2009 state capital spending increases. Now, over the next 3 years, commercial building permit values are expected to remain around current levels. Residential building permit values are likely to further decline due to tighter lending standards now being put in place by financial institutions and the U.S. government. Assuming continued state government budget surpluses in the upcoming 3 years, AEDC expects government-related construction to increase. Overall, AEDC predicts total building permit values will bottom out in 2009 and begin to recover at a moderate growth rate of 3% in 2010 and a 6% growth rate in 2011. Now, between January and May of 2008, average monthly passenger volume at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport increased 4% compared to the same period in 2007. It appears that passenger travel is still strong based on current reservation information. However, with rising fuel costs and a continuing weakening national economy, airlines are restructuring and reducing capacity. AEDC forecasts that passenger volumes at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport will decline slightly in 2009 and start to recover in 2010 and 2011 by an annual rate of 1%. Turning to the air cargo business in Anchorage, it is also experiencing a downward trend due to higher fuel prices and the national and global economic slowdown. The average monthly weight of all air cargo moved through the airport during the recent 5 months of 2008 again was down 6.5%. Now, in line with national industry forecasts, AEDC predicts a decline in the total amount of freight moving through the airport in 2008 and 2009, with some recovery in 2010 and 2011. Freight volumes at the Port of Anchorage is down from its high in 2005 of 5.1 million short tons. A decrease in construction activity and shipments of naphtha from the Fairbanks refinery complex has contributed to the decline in port activity. First quarter freight volume in 2008 decreased by more than 5%. Volume in 2009 is expected to further decline. With slight expected increases in construction activity in 2010, AEDC forecasts moderate increases in freight handled at the Port of Anchorage in 2010 and 2011. Now, between May 2006 and April 2007, Anchorage attracted an estimated 995,000 visitors from outside of Alaska. Early indicators for the 2008 season are mixed. Anchorage air traffic is up slightly compared to last year. Projected cruise visitation is flat. Alaska highway border crossings are down slightly. The high value of foreign currency compared to the U.S. dollar is reportedly increasing international visitation. With all of these in mind, AEDC forecasts that Anchorage will experience continued modest growth in non-resident visitation, likely between 1 and 2% for each of the next 3 years ending in 2011. Okay, here's the one that's going to be the most fun to predict. Worldwide petroleum markets are expected to remain tight for another year as increases in global supply will be limited and may not keep up with growing demand. The Energy Information Administration of the U.S. government reports that at the end of June, low surplus production capacity and higher than anticipated consumption caused the Organization for Economic Development and Corporations, or the OEDC, inventories to remain below their five-year average. Supply uncertainties originating from political tension in the Middle East, combined with significant demand growth in China, the Middle East, and Latin America, are expected to continue pressuring oil markets through 2009. EIA's short-term energy outlook predicts the spot price of West Texas Intermediate crude to be $127 per barrel in 2008 and $133 per barrel in 2009. In the long term, though, oil prices are less likely to continue their upward trend for several reasons. Supplies will rise. Rising prices combined with a corresponding economic slowdown will lead to greater conservation and less demand. Future increases in interest rates, a projected strengthening of the dollar, and decreased energy subsidies by key Asian governments will also contribute to a decline in oil prices in the coming years. Of all the forecasted indicators we have presented today, this is the one that is most likely to be flat out wrong. So please, and I say this again, please don't clean out your 401ks and go short on oil futures. At least not because of what we said here today. Overall, AEDC's view of the future economic outlook for Anchorage is positive. In 2009, AEDC expects the economy of Anchorage to, in effect, catch its breath, then begin to grow again in 2010 and 2011. The three-year forecast is intended to be an additional reference point for your business's future planning. As I noted at the beginning of this forecast, this is an outlook based on what we know and what we think today, and that could change tomorrow. But we believe it's a good reference point to start from. We plan to refine and improve this forecast in the coming years, so please don't hesitate to contact me personally if you have suggestions about how we might make this three-year forecast more useful to you and your businesses. And that ends this portion of today's program. Thanks for your attention.